You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. March 1st, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to the state's congressional districts after throwing out state assembly and senate maps as unconstitutional late last year. Challenger said under the court's clarified redistricting criteria, the congressional map should be reviewed given that the GOP won 6 of 8 congressional seats with only 50% of the statewide vote. The partisan balance of the court shifted last year with the election of Justice Janet Prosewitz, who was outspoken in her campaign about Wisconsin's gerrymandered maps. Unlike the state legislative maps, though, Prosewitz did not participate in the congressional district decision. From conservative justices who sat on the previous court upholding over a decade of manipulated maps came a snarky concurrence from Justice Rebecca Bradley and Chief Justice Annette Ziegler. Quote, the new majority's reckless abandonment of settled legal precedent in Clark versus Wisconsin Elections Commission incentivizes litigants to bring politically divisive cases to this court, regardless of their legal merit. While the court rightfully denies this motion, it likely won't be long until the new majority flexes its political power again to advance a partisan agenda despite the damage inflicted on the independence and integrity of the court, the concurrence said. The court's decision does not rule out challenges after the 2024 election. We have more in Wisconsin's fight for fair maps at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.